Welcome to this special audio series for women beginning the journey of healing from religious trauma. You're listening to a reflection from Deborah Schaefer, women's religious trauma specialist, author of He Is Enough, and founder of the Religious Trauma Sisters Circle. Deborah is the creator of Coming Home, a signature healing experience, and Released, a group coaching program for women unraveling the painful effects of spiritual abuse while reconnecting with the God they long to know. Each short reflection in this series is designed to gently guide you towards safety, clarity, and a renewed sense of trust in yourself, in others, and in a deeper love than you may have ever known. Wherever you are right now, you are not alone. Let's begin.
Welcome back, beautiful soul. This is Power Center 3, Relationship to Other, From Isolation to Connection. You've already done something so sacred, stepping into truth, returning to your voice, and remembering the God who never stopped loving you. In this final audio, we're going to explore your connection with others. Not just relationships in the general sense, but the way you show up in them, and the way you've been shaped by what was safe or unsafe in the past. So take a moment, place a hand over your heart. Let's breathe together. Inhale. And exhale. Let yourself be here. If you are taught that emotions should be hidden, that your voice could cause division, or that your questioning leadership was rebellion, then you probably learned to stay quiet, to self-protect, to go it alone. Religious trauma often disconnects us from safe, honest relationships, especially with women. Why? Because spiritual abuse thrives in hierarchies, in silence, in comparison. You may have been taught to compete, to judge, to mistrust, or to shrink, stay small, and never need too much. And when you did need something, you may have been labeled too emotional, too dramatic, too needy. So it became easier to isolate, to carry your pain privately, to pretend you were fine. But healing does not happen in isolation. Healing happens in safe, sacred connection, where your story's heard and honored without shame. This power center is about shifting out of isolation and into true connection. And not just connection with others, but with yourself in the presence of others. It's learning to stay present, even when you're vulnerable. It's allowing yourself to ask for help, to receive support, to trust that love won't disappear when you're messy or unsure. In a world that taught you to hide, this is a courageous return to truth, to be seen, to be known, and to stay. Here's a small, brave practice for you this week. When something inside says, "Don't bother them, you're fine, just figure it out alone," pause. Gently ask yourself, "Is this my truth or my trauma?" Then take one small risk. Reach out to someone you feel safe with. Share something honest. Ask for what you need, even if it's just a listening ear. Let someone witness your truth without trying to fix it. This is how we begin to rewire the belief that connection isn't safe. One moment of courage at a time. You weren't meant to heal alone. And you're not too much. You're not behind. You're not the only one carrying these wounds. Your desire for connection is holy. Your voice belongs in this world. And the right people, the safe ones, can hold space for all of you. You don't have to shrink anymore. You don't have to pretend you're okay when you're not. You get to bring your whole self into your relationships, your family, your community, and yes, your relationship with God. This is the new way, the connected way, and it's available to you right here, right now. You're already doing it. You're already healing.
Thank you for taking this time to pause, reflect, and reconnect. Healing from religious trauma is not a straight line. It's a tender unfolding. And each moment of awareness, each breath of truth, brings you one step closer to coming home to yourself, your faith, and to those you love. If this reflection spoke to you, know that there's more support waiting for you. You're invited into a deeper journey inside the Coming Home experience and the Released group coaching program. And when you're ready, a circle of women who understand, the Religious Trauma Sisters Circle, is here to walk beside you. You are worthy of healing, you are safe to grow, and you are not alone.